Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. It was another violent night and early morning across the city.
Six people were shot, one deadly here in Brooklyn. Cops say a man was shot in the chest at around 8:30 Friday night near the Quality Inn on Osborne Street and was pronounced dead at Brookdale Hospital. People who live and work here react.
I didn't hear nothing. All I seen was cops.
Another man was shot in the chest in a separate incident on East 58th Street. He's in critical condition. Two men were hit by bullets in Irving Square Park, one in the leg and the other in the shoulder. And over in Manhattan, outside a bar on Dyckman Street, two women were struck, both in the leg. New Yorkers like this man are getting frustrated about the rise in gun violence.
What you need to do is either get the guns out of New York or give everybody one.
Darius Ramsey's 1010 Winds in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn.
Police are looking for a suspect in two push-in robberies in Kingsbridge. They think the same guy knocked on doors and forced his way into two apartments to rob them when residents opened their doors, one on West 232nd Street and Tibbett Avenue, the other closer to Van Cortlandt Park. Police say this man threatened whoever opened the door at gunpoint and took their valuables, including jewelry, cash, and a bicycle. Cops have put out surveillance video of the suspect. You can see it at 1010winds.com. They're asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. One person is dead, another in critical condition after a fiery crash in Brooklyn. It happened just before 4 this morning. Police say the driver of a Maserati was speeding and lost control of the car, and it slammed into a pillar supporting the elevated Long Island Railroad tracks at Atlantic and Rochester Avenues and burst into flames. The driver was killed. A passenger was taken to Brookdale Hospital and is in critical condition. So far, no word on their identities. A New York City Fire Department paramedic who rushed to help on 9/11 was honored with a street renaming in Queens. Lieutenant Edith Elida Torres was recognized at the intersection of 34th Avenue and 21st Street in Astoria. She worked out of Battalion 49 there. Lieutenant Torres was off duty when the 9/11 attack happened, but immediately went to the scene and worked on the debris pile and rescued survivors. Lieutenant Torres passed away from a 9/11-related illness in 2017. Today marks the anniversary of the death of Eric Garner. His mother was joined by Reverend Al Sharpton and other members of National Action Network at his memorial on Staten Island.
It's a somber day for Gwen Carr, visiting the spot where she lost her son, Eric Garner.
Reliving the day that my son, because this is the actual day that he was murdered.
She'll be laying a wreath in his memory on the 7th anniversary of her son's death, who died as NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo tried to arrest him for selling cigarettes. Garner was placed in a chokehold, which sparked national outrage and started a movement demanding police and justice reform. Carr says she continues to fight.
Coming to grips with it by getting justice, not only for my son, but for others.
This anniversary comes on the week when an appellate court ordered an inquiry into the death and how the city responded. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds in Tompkinsville, Staten Island.
And with COVID cases rising among unvaccinated kids and school staff, dozens of city schools are closed because of COVID, and summer school just started in the city. Summer school in person is seen as especially critical this year to help kids catch up for the fall. However, more than 80 classrooms are already quarantining because of people testing positive for the virus. They have to go remote for 10 days when there's a case, and that's a rule that has parents worried about interruptions this fall. Governor Cuomo is now offering the help of the New York State Police Hate Crimes Task Force to help find those responsible for a vicious anti-Semitic attack in Brooklyn. Two suspects in hoods and masks beat a man on his way to a synagogue in Flatbush yesterday morning. The suspects also took his religious clothing, which was later recovered. In a statement, Cuomo called the attack sickening beyond compare. Police data shows that anti-Semitic attacks are up 69% so far this year here in the city. A shooting in Washington, D.C. has left a little girl dead and five adults wounded. It happened just after 11 last night near Martin Luther King and Malcolm X Avenues in the Congress Heights section. Police in the area heard gunfire and a group of people directed them to those who had been hit. In all, six people were shot, including the little girl who later died. The others, three men and two women, are expected to recover. No word on any possible motive or any arrests. A woman in Roselle Park, New Jersey, has until the end of next week to remove her anti-President Biden signs or face fines of $250 a day. A municipal judge ruled the F-bomb-laced flags on her property violate a local anti-obscenity ordinance. The home on Willow Avenue is close to a school. The judge said the case is not about politics, but about language. It's unclear if the judge's ruling will be appealed. Winds News Time 117.
More than 200,000 people on Long Island.
Today is the 25th anniversary of the TWA Flight 800 crash. Loved ones gathered this morning for a service at the memorial at Smith Point County Park, the closest point on land to where the plane went down. 1010 Winds news director Ben Meverack was a reporter 25 years ago when he was sent to cover the report of a plane crash on the east end of Long Island. It turned out to be the large commercial jet. He spent the next year searching for answers. And Ben was the first reporter to view the reconstructed wreckage of the plane in a hangar in Calverton on Long Island and described that chilling experience.
You walk in and look, but your eyes cannot absorb the piles and piles of plane parts. You walk a few feet and your gut cannot handle the magnitude of the destruction. You cannot turn away, though, because it is everywhere. And while the most visible sign of the crash is the reconstruction of the fuselage, the most direct connection to the human losses are the seats. Some were hardly damaged, still intact with the small buttons in the armrest that turn on the overhead light and the call for the flight attendant. Other seats are unrecognizable. All of them hold the faces of the passengers at their moment of death. It haunts the victims' loved ones.
You can take the emotional journey with Ben and you can hear the poignant stories of the impact of the human loss. It's available at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.